where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Amjanong First Nation is calling on federal, provincial, and municipal governments to immediately impose a shutdown of the INEOS Styrolution facility on Tajmu Avenue to remediate ongoing elevated benzene emissions. Elected Chief Chris Plain says they've been dealing with ministry officials for quite some time on the issue, trying to get it addressed, but the levels seem to be rising.
Yesterday, upon a lot of staff noticing that they were not feeling well, and including some community members, people took to the CASA public website to look at the benzene levels in this area, and they were as high as 115. There was readings in the 70s and 80s, and the other monitors in the valley were average, which was, you know, obviously very, very low compared to what these readings were.
Chief Plain says officials have been regularly monitoring the area since Easter and were on-site testing on Tuesday, but there was no self-reported leak or identified concern from the ministry communicated to the First Nation. Chief Plain says he shared his displeasure with the Ministry of Conservation, Environment and Parks for not responding to requests for emergency meetings with the Minister of Indigenous Affairs this morning. He says Greg Rickford committed to a follow-up meeting with Band Council this afternoon. The full story is posted at sarnianewstoday.ca. Plains Midstream says it's conducting a plant startup today. The company says members of the public may notice odors and excessive flaring from the Plank Road facility. Candidate nominations for the upcoming by-election in Lambton Kent Middlesex close tomorrow. Those who want to run for the vacant provincial seat have until 2 Thursday afternoon to file necessary paperwork. There are currently 7 names on the ballot. Meanwhile, voter information cards were sent out this week outlining where electors can cast their ballot on Election Day, May 2nd. A local photographer is embarking on a 2-week Arctic expedition. Sean Antle will travel to the polar region in the fall to capture the unique essence of the northern landscape. Antle says he's going to be working with the Science Center to capture daily life there.
And just learning about the Arctic ecosystems and the climate change and everything that's happening and how things are affected, and then bringing that kind of back down with me to go to different galleries. And I'm working with one of the local schools and hopefully looking at a school tour. And I'm also working with the St. Clair Region Conservation Authority and learning from them about our local system as well.
Antle recently used his camera skills to capture photos at Erio Beach of the solar eclipse. And the hockey community in and around Chatham-Kent is mourning the loss of a young man killed in a crash yesterday on Highway 401 at Colonel Talbot Road in London. The Blenheim Blades posted on social media that they're saddened by the sudden passing of their captain, Craig Spence. OPP would only confirm the deceased was a 22-year-old from Chatham. A fundraiser has been set up to help the Spence family in their time of need, including funeral costs and other expenses. Cloudy this afternoon with showers beginning, risk of a thunderstorm, high of 19. Cloudy with a chance of showers, risk of a thunderstorm tonight, a low of 11. I'm Melanie Irwin.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.